Good evening, WFMT. This is the Fine Arts Station? Yes, it is. This is WFMT, no? Yes, it is. What time have you got, sir? The time is 6:40. That's what I thought. 6:40, it says here in the WFMT guide, to which I subscribe and always get late, even though I renew every year. You take my $4, it is fraud. It says here you have the news. Why is the news not on? Well, we're running a bit behind schedule. I know, you are always running a bit behind schedule. Can you people not tell time? Well, we have to follow what is in the guide. I know, you have supposed to have news on, and what am I hearing? Schubert, the March Militaire. I said, well, yes, that's what's scheduled, sir. Yes, it is scheduled, but the world is in chaos. Israel is on the verge of war. We are losing our fighting men in the Vietnam, and in the Angora, and in the world. And what are you playing but the March Militaire, conducted yet by a Hungarian? Well, it runs only about 3 minutes, sir, and the news will follow. I am very upset. Why don't you schedule so you can get your news on time? Well, I have to play what's scheduled, sir. I'm not the program director. Ah, the program director. I know, that is Mr. Pellegrini, no? I said, yes, that is Mr. Pellegrini. Do you know him? Ah, Mr. Pellegrini, I call him and I give him my complaints. Mr. Pellegrini, I cannot speak with that man. Is there a reason for that, sir? Ah, I get so angry when I speak of it. I just don't know what... Well, sir, if you'll excuse me. What do you mean? I am a listener. You are licensed to broadcast in the public interest. Is that not correct? Yes, that's correct, but I have a newscast to do. You say you wanted to hear the news. I don't care. I want to listen. I want you to listen to me. Well, the record is coming to an end, sir. Ah, the March Militaire. Next thing I expect is the Stormtroopers, and you will play Deutschland über alles. Well, we don't have that scheduled today, sir. No, but I'm sure Mr. Pellegrini would schedule it if he had it on the record. Well, I doubt very much, sir, if he would. Mr. Pellegrini is impossible. Well, that's your own opinion, sir. Do you know that I called him one time and I had a legitimate complaint? You were running 3 minutes behind schedule, and I called him and he hung up on me. I said, well, sir, there's only one thing I can do. You will listen to me. I said, sir, the record is coming to an end. You said you wanted to hear the news. The world is in such chaos it disturbs me. I am not supposed to get excited. I have a coronary condition. I should not get excited. I am not supposed to scream. My doctor says I am supposed to be quiet and sedated. Then why do you call, sir, and get excited? I am not excited. I am not screaming. Do not tell me you have spoiled breath like Mr. Pellegrini.